Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today is Friday, and not only that, but it's Friday the 13th. But we're not going to let that jinx us, so we hope you have a great day, whatever you might be doing today. But we are going to talk today about 13 things to avoid. Recently, there was an article in Forbes magazine entitled Mentally Strong People, the 13 Things They Avoid. It's from November 18th, 2013, and the contributing author is Cheryl Connor. But the list was actually compiled by Amy Morin, who is a psychotherapist and a licensed clinical social worker. Are you curious to hear what those 13 things are? Okay, here they are. Number one, mentally strong people don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. They get the fact that life is not fair. That's kind of interesting. We'll come back to that one a little bit later. Number two, they don't give away their power. You hear that one and you kind of think, well, what does that one mean? But they say that mentally strong people avoid giving others the power to make them feel inferior or bad. They instead are in control of their actions and emotions. Number three, they don't shy away from change. Instead, they embrace change and welcome the challenge. Number four, they don't waste energy on things they can't control. So the article says that they don't complain about bad traffic, lost luggage, or other people. They realize that these things are beyond their control. And it's kind of a good thing to think about as we're getting ready to travel or to go to the store, that these things are just out of our control and we shouldn't waste energy worrying about it. Number five, mentally strong people don't worry about pleasing others. Now, we're not talking about you want to give service and do something nice for someone. We're talking about you're always paranoid about pleasing other people and making sure that everybody's happy. And sometimes that's just not realistic. There may be times when we need to take a stand on something and we don't join the crowd and make everybody happy because what the crowd is doing might not be right. Number six, they don't fear taking calculated risks. That's a good one. Number seven, they don't dwell on the past. So a good question to ask ourselves is, do we look forward to the future or do we dwell on the past and always think about the glory days and, oh, it was so great back when? You know, speaking of not dwelling on the past, there is a great Mormon message called Look Not Behind Thee, and it talks about Lot's wife and how she didn't believe that the future could be better than the past. And so this Mormon message talks about leaving the past behind and moving forward, and that every day is the first day of the rest of your life. So just a little plug for that Mormon message. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out on our website or on our YouTube channel. Again, it's called Look Not Behind Thee. Okay, back to our list. Number eight, mentally strong people don't make the same mistakes over and over. The article talks about being self-reflective, but in a productive way, because that can be destructive, right? If we're always harping on our weaknesses or the things that we've done wrong. But if we choose to look at it in a productive way and learn from our mistakes, then we can get a little bit better every time. Number nine, mentally strong people don't resent other people's successes. So do we feel excitement when someone else succeeds or achieves at something, or do we get jealous? That's a good question to ask ourselves, speaking of being self-reflective. Number 10, they don't give up after failure. Every failure is a chance to improve. Number 11, this one's interesting. They don't fear alone time, so they're not afraid to be by themselves. The article says they can be happy in any setting, alone or with others. Number 12, mentally strong people don't feel the world owes them anything. They know they have to work for what they get. And last but not least, number 13, mentally strong people don't expect immediate results. And this could be in any facet of their lives, whether it's a workout plan, a nutritional regimen, or starting a business. Mentally strong people don't expect instant results. So how are we feeling? Are we feeling mentally strong? There's probably a few things that we could each work on from that list to get a little bit better, a little bit stronger. But let's go back to number one for a minute that said that mentally strong people don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. They realize that life is often not fair. And because it is Christmas time, you know, our thoughts are focused a lot on Jesus Christ. And think of the example of the Savior for just a moment. Was life ever fair for him? The most perfect man who ever lived, and yet he was humiliated, tortured, and killed. But he did it for us. He did it so that we could be forgiven of our pain. And the Savior's atonement does much more than heal sin. It heals heartache and hurt and pain and sickness. His birth and his life truly were a huge gift to us from our Father in heaven. With that thought in mind, we'd like to close with a quote today from President Henry B. Eyring. And this is from the First Presidency Christmas Devotional, December 2010, and it's entitled The Gift of a Savior. This is what he said in his own words.
This little child, born in a stable and cradled in a manger, was a gift from our loving Heavenly Father. He was the promised Redeemer of the world, the Savior of mankind, the Son of the living God. He was with his Father before he came to earth in mortality, the Creator of the earth upon which we stand.
That's a great quote, and it's nice to remember as Christmas draws ever more near every day, gets a little closer, that the best gift that we could ever receive, we've actually already received, and that was the gift of the Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the message we'd like to leave you with as we close today. We thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day we'd like to leave you with today as we close is entitled O Come Emmanuel, and it's featuring the Piano Guys. Now, a fun thing to do after you listen to this song on the show, if you want to listen to it again but see video footage, is check it out on our YouTube channel or on our website. It's under our holiday media videos, and you can see a music video of this song. It's a great one to watch. It's called O Come Emmanuel Christmas Version. Thanks for being with us. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to being back with you here on Monday. Here's O Come Emmanuel featuring the Piano Guys.
Thank you. Thank you.